Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The pension reform is once again discussed in the National Assembly with rather tense exchanges this afternoon. Elisabeth Borne notably raised her voice against the bill proposed by the group Liot, which wants to return to a retirement at 64. The Prime Minister speaks of an unconstitutional text, but it will, however, be discussed tomorrow in committee at the Assembly after the green light from Éric Coquerel, the chairman of the Finance Committee. The majority now wants to avoid at all costs that it be debated in the Assembly on June 8th. Billy Barclay's giant battery factory for electric cars in the Pas-de-Calais region was spectacularly inaugurated this morning. The first French gigafactory is due to start production in the summer. The objective is to equip 500,000 cars by 2030. Could Yvan Colonna's fatal attack in the prison of Arles in March 2022 have been avoided? This is the question that a preliminary commission of inquiry tried to answer in a report which was published today. As a reminder, the Corsican independence activist was attacked by another detainee before dying a few days later as a consequence of his injuries. After more than 6 months of work and 70 hearings, the report pointed to a series of failures, inactions, and errors on the part of the prison authorities. 18 months in prison were requested against the rugby player Mohamed Awas. The player of Montpellier and the 15 de France was tried today in immediate appearance for domestic violence. He is accused of having hit his wife Friday in a mall of Montpellier in front of many witnesses. Abroad, Russia denounces a terrorist act after the drone attack carried out this morning by Kiev on Moscow, in which two people were injured. For the Kremlin, this is a response of Ukrainian power after the Russian strikes that hit Kiev yesterday. And then tennis at Roland Garros, with the qualifications for the second round of the French women Diane Perry and Océane Dodin. It's over, on the other hand, for Fiona Ferro. In the men's draw, Hugo Gaston is also eliminated. This evening, Richard Gasquet and Gaël Monfils will enter the competition. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.